Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lee and Haley podcast. It's called Overtime.
Lee and Haley Overtime.
Yes.
There we go.
Cheers. How are you?
Cheers. I'm doing good. Drinking a big old sparkling water. I've already downed two.
I've got a Diet this Coke might be
my,
myself.
This is my second glass of sparkling water since we got here. And where are we today, Lee Cruz,
today,
as we tape today's episode?
We are podcasting from Shun Lee, which is located at 111 Woodland Avenue. You can make a reservation if you like, 859-309-0305. It is the ultimate in Chinese cuisine as far as Central Kentucky is concerned. And so if you're visiting our state, you should come and check it out. You'll love it. A beautiful location. And they have crazy happy hour.
Yeah, they do happy hours from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's not just at the bar. It's the whole restaurant. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great discounts on adult beverages, but then a great like happy hour food menu as well. I think I saw on there scallops with rice noodles and some other delicious items. But yeah, come check our friends out at Shun Lee. They're located on Woodland and Main in downtown Lexington. So delicious. They've got great lunch specials as well. Mm-hmm. So good. And then really, really good dinner. So if you haven't tried it yet, please come by and visit our friends at Shun Lee. Great Chinese cuisine. Upscale Chinese cuisine.
It is, and a beautiful patio, too. That's what I'm looking at right now. I can see the patio outside.
Yeah.
A lot of the Lee and Haley family is hanging out with us today, too.
That's right. That's right. We got some of our staff members and just, close friends and fam of the Lee and Haley show with us today in the background, dining out and enjoying their meal today at Shun Lee. As soon as we finish this recording, because it's so hard to eat when we're doing a podcast, so I'm going to wait until we're done. I'm getting the wonton soup. So good.
Someone may have ordered that for you already.
Really? Even though I said I don't want to eat during the podcast.
That is correct, because I did it as well. I said, you know what? Because I said I want a Diet Coke, but go ahead and bring us the wonton soup.
But Lee, soup is about the worst thing you can eat during a podcast. Do you think people want to hear slurping?
The best.
Well, I mean, if people are here for the ASMR.
Yes.
No, their wonton soup is so good. And I am, once again, feeling a bit under the weather. I tend to get sick quite a bit in the summertime, and I don't know why. I'm fighting off yet another cold.
Mainly, you're fighting off demons.
No, it's a cold. It's a cold or a sinus infection or an ear infection. The trifecta of what I love to get.
I and my clergy friends disagree.
What clergy friends?
Well, I got one in the back over there.
Uh-huh. Your father, the good pastor?
Yeah, he's back there.
And he thinks I'm fighting off demons, not a sickness.
Well, is what I've told him.
Sure. Anyway, what's going on with you? How are you?
I'm okay.
We're deep in summertime.
Yes, and I loved it.
Yes, you loved it. It's over for you.
Well, it is almost over. It's sad.
It just started. But
June 20th, which I think is
You're obsessed with June 20th. You've brought it up a lot lately. What is that about?
Summer solstice.
And what does that mean? Summer's over?
It means that's the apex. That's the longest day of the year. And after that, the days get shorter. So then you start to lose summer. It goes away. I mean, it's still
summer. It just started.
I know. Isn't it too fast?
See, I don't know. For me, summer is June, July, August.
Well, it's on the decline almost.
Oh, okay. So you're a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah.
No, glass half empty.
Correct.
It's already going away. I'm a glass half full. I'm like, we got all summer long. I love it so much. And where I grew up, the summer temperatures really stick around until September, and I'm sure in this area as well.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Frank. Come over here, Frank. That's ours.
Delicious.
Put this over here, Frank.
All right. You've talked me into it. I'll eat some soup.
On this tiny table.
You doll.
Yeah.
This
is my buddy,
soup.
Frank, who does a great job, by the way.
He does work here. He's not just your buddy.
Yeah, if you ask him his name, he'll say Frank.
Oh.
But he's from France.
So you like to say Frank.
So I say Frank.
And do you like that? Thumbs up.
Exactement.
Exactement.
Come see Frank here. He is
Maurice
absolutely.
Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, my gosh. Is there some soy sauce I could have?
Oh, we need
anyone?
Soy sauce.
Yeah. Oh, Devin.
Yeah, if you need real estate. All right.
Our buddy Devin, he works for the brokerage. Not sponsored, but if you need someone to sell your house or help represent you to buy a house.
Hey, that's the last freebie you're getting.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, do you want some?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I asked for it.
So, you just got back from a trip where you were with grandmother who just turned 90,
yes,
everybody. How about that? That is a lot of revolutions around the sun.
It is. I went to Amelia Island, Florida, which I had never been before, with my grandmother, who turned 90. She turned 90 on the day that we flew there.
We call her Nanny.
I call her Nanny. She's not your nanny. She lead you to believe that she is your nanny?
I lost my nanny. Uh-huh. It would be kind of you to lend me yours on occasion.
No, she's 90 and she's the only grandparent I got left. Do you think I'm going to let her use her up?
How would I use her up?
I don't know, like hugging her and stuff and getting her to tell you she loves you. Okay, that's energy that I need her to save for me. I could use that. That's right. But anyway, so I do want to give a shout out to Southwest Airlines. Because when you guys hear what Southwest Airlines did for my grandmother, she and I flew and met my mom, my cousin, and my grandmother down at in Jacksonville, and then we drove to Amelia Island.
Yeah.
Southwest Airlines.
How do you eat this?
Has.
Good Lord.
Good idea ordering this. Good idea. The food is delicious, and I was just going to save it so I could savor it when we get done podcasting.
Okay, I like soup with my story.
Yeah, sure.
So go ahead.
All right, settle in.
Southwest Airlines.
Yes. So my mom and my grandmother flew from Nashville on Southwest. They get to the airport, and my mom casually mentions to the gate agent, or to the check-in at the American counter, and today is my sweet mother's 90th birthday.
Okay.
And the lady's like, oh, you thought an airline, you know, normal airlines would just be like, oh, congratulate, happy birthday to you. She stops and makes everyone in the check-in area sing. All the Southwest agents start singing. Everyone in the like area up there all start singing happy birthday to her. Then they get to the gate. They go through security. Security lets them like bypass some stuff because they're like, oh, she's fine. What kind of threat could she be? Right. They get to the gate. They sing happy birthday again to her at the gate. All the passengers, all the Southwest agents. Then, as she was born in 1934, they played 1934 trivia. And for each person who got a question right, they got a drink voucher or $25 toward their next flight. Nanny got one question right. I don't remember what the question was, but the answer was Bonnie and Clyde, and she knew it. So she got a $25 voucher. Then she gets on the Southwest flight. They sing to her again on the plane. And by this point, everyone knows her, all the other passengers. They're like, happy birthday, June.
This is her flight.
When she gets off the plane in Jacksonville, Southwest hands my grandmother an entire bottle, not the little airplane bottle, entire bottle of Korbel champagne and said, thanks for flying with us, Miss June. Happy birthday. Have a wonderful trip.
That's fantastic. That's customer service.
It was customer service. I tell you what, when Southwest gets it right, they really get it right.
Remember, I told somebody it was my birthday on a Allegiant flight, and they said, nobody gives a shit.
Oh, my gosh. And they said, that's it. This flight's canceled.
That's not true. Although I was on a canceled, how do you say it? An aborted takeoff.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I was with my buddy, the Deacon, and we were full throttle.
And I just got to say, that thrilled me. I don't think you've ever said a curse word on this podcast, and I love it. You know, I'm always trying to push the envelope.
Well, I waited till my dad, the pastor, was here before I did that.
Oh, good. And I'm sure he's going to love that. And our friend Devin, who works for the brokerage, his 9-year-old son is directly behind us.
Yeah. I didn't. Well, don't tell him I said that.
I won't.
Right. No, they just, they were
Allegiant, you know, you get what
down
you pay
the
for.
Runway,
yeah.
And they slammed on the brakes and everyone hit their head on the front of the seat, well, the seat in front of them.
Yeah.
I lost a Pepsi bottle or whatever, a Diet Pepsi that rolled all the way to the cabin.
Thank you for specifying that it was Diet, because we were all like, I can't believe he can handle all those sugars.
And next thing I know, it's on 60 Minutes.
Oh, that you guys had to abort a takeoff. And what was the reason?
The pilots, I don't know, said they were called off or something. I don't know. They got a lot of maintenance issues on occasion. Fly them because they're cheap. Although they nickel and dime me to death because, you wanted to wear socks. Well, that's going to be an extra $30, sir.
Yeah, that's the thing. Their fares are so cheap. And then you have to pay for seats, a bag, the air on the plane, wings. They're like, you wanted wings on this plane. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had a lovely trip. I flew American.
Yes.
Down and back to Florida.
I
shared on the TV show. I had a little bit of an issue.
You were on Southwest. What was that whole story? You just made that up?
No. If you had listened to me, my mom and grandmother flew Southwest. I flew American and met them down there.
Oh.
Yeah. If you listened, you'd hear.
I thought you were on the same flight.
No. I missed all that stuff, but I heard about it. What are these called?
Funyuns.
These are not Funyuns. I flew American, and if you watch the TV show, I shared a little issue I had with my bag flying back. Somehow between the Jacksonville airport and the Lexington, Kentucky airport, my bag must have gotten stuck somewhere under the plane because both of my zippers got ripped off. And when I went to collect my bag from the baggage claim, it was lying completely open. And all my undergarments and unmentionables and everything else was splayed out onto the baggage claim in my home city. where I like to think people recognize me, but at this point I wished that I'd had a mask, like a movie grade mask to put on, because every single thing I own is spilling out onto the baggage thing. I have to like get up on there, shove it all back in, close it as the thing is moving, so it doesn't go back into the belly of the airport.
And I've had sympathy for you right away when you told me that, because I also know your packing routine, just to be safe, you always throw at least two adult diapers in there.
I do. Yes, you know me.
And that had to be embarrassing.
It was. I was like, guys, those are just for emergencies.
That occasionally you have some issues with incontinence.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's awful. I feel bad for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's not true, but if you suffer from incontinence, God bless you.
Hey, I've been there.
How?
On occasion.
When? Please do tell.
I thought I told you that story. I was telling my buddy this on a golf trip the other day. There was one morning, I woke up, and not to put too fine a point on it or to be too graphic, but men sometimes wake up in a condition that is confusing. Yes.
If you're watching the video version, I just made a motion that I'll show you. If you're just listening, men are wake up sometimes at attention. How about that?
Okay.
There you go.
And I was at attention.
You woke up ready to...
That's not the unusual part.
Okay.
The unusual part, and this has only happened the one time, but it was enough to create a memory and frighten me. So I, you know, because I sleep all natural.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So as I'm getting out of bed, I see...
Every night you sleep all natural? Like, that's your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I see a weird stream hit the wall. Just.
As soon as you wake up, something is like spraying on the wall.
Something. Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Something is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that?
What is this?
Where's that coming from? Well, lo and behold, it was coming from me, and I did not tell myself go. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no control of that at all.
What?
I just painted the. Just a quick blast.
But you...
And then I grabbed the muzzle.
You grabbed the muzzle.
To make sure there was no more shots fired.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I'm like, what happened there?
I'm sorry, I had to move my leg.
How big is it?
It's huge. Oh, my gosh. So was there more?
No, that's the end of the story. It was just...
Oh, I didn't know if you made it to the ladies' room and there was more.
Well, I went and finished, yes.
Oh, obviously. Good.
Yes, I went and finished, but I...
That's never happened to you before or since?
No. Somebody started the mechanism without my permission.
Now, who's the somebody?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out through my investigation.
We find out years from now, you're that little alien from Men in Black that's in the head of that person.
But that was my one bout of incontinence.
Oh, my gosh. And so incontinence is what exactly? It's just you can't control.
You can't control.
In my mind, incontinence means you can't go. But no, I guess that's wrong.
Yeah. No, you go when you don't want to.
Oh, and that's where adult diapers come in.
Yeah.
A glorious product that people need.
Absolutely. And now they make them stylish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the
commercials? I've seen the women's ones, and they'll have like a design on them.
They
do have
men,
men's?
Too. They make them look like
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they got that, you know, product placement. But
I'm going to get Noah a pack of those. I feel like he'd like that. I don't know if he needs the product, but he probably just like, you know, just a throwaway pair of underwear.
You're right about this wonton soup. It's delicious.
Isn't it delicious?
Chun-Li.
Okay, so let's talk about the show this week. Tell everybody kind of what we've been up to. Right as you get a big bite of soup.
Well, earlier before we came here to talk to you folks, we went to a model airplane club.
The Lexington Model Airplane Club.
Yeah, and they let us fly some of the model airplanes. It's very difficult, by the way.
It is very difficult. I was not expecting that they were going to let us fly because these are expensive machines and yet delicate. And if we were to crash them, oh, Lord.
Now, a drone would be 1,000 times easier. Reason being, you're watching a video screen.
Oh.
And so...
So you're as if you're looking out the front.
You're in the cockpit.
Yeah.
So if you want to turn left, you turn left, right? If you want to climb or descend, you can do all of that through the view of... These guys do it on the ground... Looking at it from many multiple angles, and if they want to go left, they can, except when it's coming back the other way, and they want to go left, they got to go right.
Right.
It's confusing. They have to think like the plane, and I don't know how they do it, because when I would get turned around, I would oftentimes my first move would be the wrong move.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because they let us fly. And so, Lee, I just want to do a real quick check, because you seem to fail at this basic question when they were instructing you. Show me your right hand.
Why?
Just show me your right hand. Good. Now, which is your left hand?
The other one.
Okay. Because they kept saying, Lee, go right, the other right. And then they'd say, go left, the other left. What was that about?
I just explained that to you. You don't know which is which,
but
because
Lee, they're
of the direction
you,
of the plane.
But it doesn't matter. If they're telling you to go right, go right.
I don't think they knew either.
I think they did know.
No.
Okay.
I think they were confused.
Sorry, we need to get some soup in.
And the other thing is, my first go at it, they do something called trimming.
Yeah.
Where they match the controls with the movement of the plane. Uh-huh. Mine was not matched
at all. Oh, we're not even
all.
Talking that one.
I'm just saying, I didn't do a thing, and the plane would start to turn.
Oh,
like, what
yeah.
are you doing, Lee? I'm like,
you're like, I'm not doing anything.
And I don't want to be rude.
They fixed it, though. They fixed it, though, and you
they
got to do kind of have a real experience.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Which is really
I loved it.
So, yeah, Lexington Model Airplane Club, you'll see that piece soon where we learn all about the hobby or the sport.
But isn't it fascinating that, you know, a lot of these guys, much older than me, still play with toys?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, men never grow up.
Men are
up.
Boys.
They never grow
They're
up.
They're boys, yeah. We'll never grow up.
Mm-hmm. Just a more expensive toy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we've got that coming up. What else have we done? Let me look in our calendar and see what else we filmed recently that you guys are going to love.
Well, we got the Rail Explorers. I think we talked about that the last time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's coming up. It is like railroad grade, what are they called? Rail bikes. And so we are going to see that soon on the show. I think we were planning on having a little sooner, but then we went on vacation. And so that will come soon. You'll also see our interview with Kelly, our newest employee, soon on the show.
We grilled her.
You are going to love her. I've never met a woman who loves Diet Coke as much as Kelly, and I love that about her. I love that about her. She loves it so much.
I bought her some the other day.
Hmm.
A whole case. I've drank most of them.
Oh, good. But oh, actually, I did notice there were Diet Coke in the fridge.
It's for her.
Oh, but I have seen you drinking a lot of them.
Well, I also purchased some other beverages, so I won't drink all of them. How do you eat this big noodle, or whatever that is?
You eat it. That's the wonton.
That's the wonton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you just put it in your mouth?
And it's filled with, I believe, it's either pork or beef, a pork mixture or beef mixture. It's so good.
Do that in a minute.
Okay. So you'll see that stuff soon on the show.
All right.
Okay, so what else do you have planned for the summer?
I am I'm going to a wedding. Now, some of our listeners and viewers may know who the supermodel Maria Montgomery is.
Oh, love her.
She's trying to get a boy citizenship, and so she's marrying some alien named Todd.
Todd.
And
he is an alien because it's Todd with one D,
yeah,
which is confusing.
What the heck? Anyway, they invited me to their destination wedding in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm going to that. And I got a late night text from Todd. Says, "Really? Are you going to make me fill out the RSVP? You and my 83-year-old grandmother are the only two people that hasn't completed the RSVP."
You didn't complete the RSVP? What's wrong with you?
It's online. I just forgot. I'm busy. And I wrote back, I said, "Well, is your 83-year-old grandmother hot? Sounds like we're a match.
Hey.
We have things in common."
Yeah, you're not good at doing stuff like that.
And no, I have people do that.
Sure, Nikita.
Yeah. So they, you fill out a questionnaire, like, who are you?
How many are in your party, chicken or fish?
Well, they didn't ask
Food
me
allergy.
Any of that. Theirs was more demanding, like, you must wear white.
Oh.
All white to the ceremony.
Oh, that's going
to
be beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to Dick's and get me some golf pants.
Yeah, you should. Maybe a couple of golf balls. Put them in your pocket.
Some golf
make
pants.
People talk.
What would they talk
what?
About?
I don't know.
Has he got a goiter?
Yeah, they're going to be like, what's that?
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Epididymitis?
Oh, my gosh.
So they, no, I used to have a pair of white golf pants, and I lost those. Well, I didn't lose them. I
blew them out.
Yeah. Well, they would blow out if I tried to put them on.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to that purchase. Me and my buddy Richard are going to do that together. We're going to Dick's.
You're going to Dick's and getting some white
clothing.
Two dudes at Dick's.
Yeah.
I love that book.
Yeah.
It's a great children's book.
But then they asked, after the whole seminar they give you on what to do and what to wear, and where to stay and all that, then they said, what songs will get you on the dance floor?
I like that. Oh, no. What did you put?
How Great Thou Art.
Excellent.
And Crawl Out Through the Fallout.
Oh, that's your favorite song from the show, Fallout on Prime.
I love it.
Give us one line. It was supposed to be a like post-war song, love
crawl
song.
Crawl out through the fallout, baby.
Yeah.
When they drop that bomb.
Hey.
I'll be your hero at ground zero. Love it.
Love it. So that'll be sad. Fun. So are you going down for just the wedding, like a quick maybe one or two
we're
nights?
We're going to stay a little longer.
Yay.
We're going to turn it into something.
Turn it into something.
We're going to turn it up.
You're going to turn it into something and turn it up.
Yes.
I like that. That'll be great. Charles is wonderful.
I'm looking forward to that. And my date is my attorney. And Buddy Richard, who he's flying me first class, is what I'm being told.
It's a pretty darn good date.
Yeah. He refuses to do anything less. And he goes, that's it. I'm buying your ticket. Don't worry about it.
Oh, because he would feel bad if you two had to sit apart, but he's not going to sit in
coach. I need to hold his hand. He gets afraid to fly.
Okay, what?
Have you flown first class?
No, I
it's
know.
It's hard to
I
not
know.
Do it.
I never have.
I can't afford it.
I just
it.
Can't. Yeah, I can't afford it. But, I mean, I might could, like, if it was, like, a small, you know, like, there's a difference in first class and first class, well, depending on the size of the plane and the length of the flight.
What do you get? You know, what do you get? You know, well, here's what you get.
Oh, tell me.
You go on first, obviously, and you're sitting there, and as soon as you're seated,
yeah,
and you don't have to worry about the other people, the common folk. You know,
me in the back.
You and the Noah Days of the world.
Sure, yeah.
A waitress, a
flight attendant.
Flight attendant approaches you and says,
"Thank God you're here."
No, she looks at you. Goes, "Mr. Cruz, would you like some champagne?"
Oh, they know your name.
They know your name.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, they Mr. Cruz, name. Would you like some champagne, or would you like a Bloody Mary? Would you like, you know?
Because you've flown first class with him before.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? And then everybody else is eating peanuts. They're like, what do you like? You want a steak? You want a cheeseburger? You know, I was like, what? And it's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Pasta dishes.
But see, they only offer full meals like that on a long flight. Like, if it's like a puddle jumper 45 minutes, they're not offering you a steak.
I don't know. I'll let you know how it is.
You let me know. Because the flight from Lexington to Charleston is a quick one.
Yeah.
Although, it'll be a petite filet.
Maybe there's a connector. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe we go to Atlanta. I got it right here.
Well, tell us. Tell us your flight number, seat number.
Okay.
No, don't tell us that, Lee.
Let me look. See.
Just your social.
It's on our little calendar, handy dandy thing you get mad about. When I put
yeah, Lee uses
on
our work calendar as his personal calendar. We all know when he gets his hair cut, when his niece gets married. We all know when he's
connector to Atlanta.
Oh.
Then Atlanta to Charleston.
A-T-L. What airline? Delta? American?
DL.
United?
Is that Delta? I don't know. Probably Delta. Yeah, Delta flight.
But see, Delta, even economy is good. I always call it coach, but like they don't call it coach anymore. It's called economy.
Yeah.
And that hurts me. They're trying to act like, oh, you're trying to be economical. Coach used to just be your baseline airplane seat. Mm-hmm. And I still call it that. I'm like, in coach. But I think I call it that because that's what they called it in Home Alone with Catherine O'Hara's talking to her husband because they're in first class. And she's like, I feel bad. Everyone else back there in coach. Mm-hmm. That's when I first fell in love with Catherine O'Hara. She's one of my favorite actresses of all time. But she was the mom in Home Alone and Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. And I just love her. And she did anything to find little Kevin. But then after that, I've loved her in Waiting for Guffman and Spinal Tap and Best in Show. And then, since then, Schitt's Creek. But then she's the mom in a hilarious alcoholic mom in the movie Orange County. Hmm. Jack Black is in that film. What's his name? Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't think of his name.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, Catherine O'Hara, I love you.
I
love
too.
You. I love you.
I love Catherine O'Hara, and someone else I've fallen in love with again is Gene Wilder. There's a great documentary about him on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So good.
Yeah.
Watched it top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks tells most of the stories, and they're fantastic and fabulous. And mm-hmm. Gene is sorely missed.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And mm-hmm. and the key to Gene and his success was nobody was more innocent. Mm. If you think about all of his characters.
Oh, okay.
There's an authenticity but an innocence to him, especially, and I don't think you've seen this movie and I've told you to watch it, The Frisco Kid.
Okay.
It's a Western.
Okay.
He's a rabbi from Poland and he's sent to San Francisco to take over a synagogue.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So he's got to travel. So he lands in that. The truth is the synagogue doesn't really want him in Poland.
Oh.
But so they send him to New
York.
They send
him like, get him out of here.
And then he's so naive and innocent, he gets robbed right away.
Oh, of course.
They take everything.
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
It's a comedy film. Okay.
Now, it was originally supposed to be him and John Wayne because he meets up with a bank robber. And a train robber, I should say. And that was going to be played by John Wayne.
Okay.
And the studio idiots went to John Wayne and tried to milk him out of $250,000 to reduce his paid salary.
Okay.
And that pissed John
and
Wayne off.
And he was like, I'm John Wayne.
Yeah, I'm here like, for a reason. Why are you taking money from me?
Trying to nickel and dime me.
So he said no. So now here's this movie. It's a great script. And how are we going to make it? Well, there's his new kid. He was in that Star Wars film. How about we hire him? Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford.
For a second there, I was like, Gene Wilder was in Star Wars? I thought you were still talking about Gene Wilder.
No, so Harrison Ford plays the cowboy.
Oh.
And they go cross country. They fight the most of the time. But of course, you know what's going to happen. It's a buddy
film.
They're
going to fall in love.
They fall in love with each other as friends.
Oh, love it.
And it's great.
Bromance.
And Harrison Ford is good in that, too.
Is he really? Yeah. Harrison's good in everything. Love it.
You got to watch The Frisco Kid.
Okay, well, I'll look it up. I'll watch it. Actually, that does sound like I do love Gene Wilder. You're on a Gene kick. What other Gene are you in love with these days?
Gene Kelly?
I mean, sure, but no. Who have you talked about? You talked about her ad nauseum last week and the week before. Hacks.
Oh, Jean Smart.
Wow, you've forgotten about her already. Well, 2 weeks ago, we couldn't get you to shut up about
her. Well, when you say Jean, I'm thinking G-E-N-E. I wasn't thinking J.
J-E-A-N.
Yeah.
How sexist of you. No, Jean Smart. She's awesome.
She's great.
She's amazing in the show Hacks.
So the little girl in the show Hacks is actually...
You mean young woman.
Okay. Doing comedy herself. She's got like a little stand-up special or something on.
Because she's playing a comic in the show, right?
Well, yeah, a writer.
A writer in the show. But she's actually a comedian in real life as well.
I guess.
Or kind of is trying it out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder how long she's been doing it.
That I don't know.
Look her up. I saw that she was on, I believe, it was one of the big morning shows this week, either GMA or the Today Show, talking about.
Jean Smart is great in this. Yeah. Hacks. I'm sorry it ended. I binged that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was Nikita's recommendation.
Yeah, but there's a new season coming, though, right?
I hope.
I think there is.
Season 4, yeah.
I finally, on my American Airlines flight, I finally watched Anyone But You.
That's your boy.
That's my boy, Glenn Powell. I am so deeply in love with him now. Like, he is the way, I feel the way about him that I used to feel about Bradley Cooper. Like, I still love Bradley. But I was so deeply in love with Bradley Cooper after Wedding Crashers and then after The Hangover. Like, I was like, this is it. Yeah. Like, if it's not Bradley Cooper, it's nothing. But I've kind of fallen off that. I'm kind of like, okay, you know, whatever. He's still wonderful. If I met him, I'd still fangirl. Glenn Powell's my boy these days. Mm. After Top Gun Maverick, I was like,
He was good in that. I think we talked about this. The advice that he got, he mentioned this from Tom Cruise. On how to play that character.
Yeah. Because, well, I can't remember. What was
because,
it?
Because, you know, most actors, they want their character to be multidimensional.
Sure.
You know, I want to show my range. Mm-hmm. And Tom Cruise is like, nope. I want you to play it just this way. Because if you do it the way I'm telling you, that's going to be a huge payoff at the end.
Don't give it away just in case people haven't seen it.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it by now, what are you waiting on?
Right.
But anyway, yeah, the big payoff at the end. Oh, so good.
Right.
And oh, so good.
So it all fits.
It all fits. It makes it such a big moment.
Glenn talked about, you know, thank God he was there to tell me that because I see it. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's much better.
Yeah.
The way that would have worked. If I showed vulnerability, if I acted sad or had feelings that, you know, most people would have.
Because, he plays a real, forgive me, asshole in the film in Top Gun Maverick, if you haven't seen it. So good. But anyway, in Anyone But You, he and Sydney Sweeney, oh my gosh. Loved it. Loved it.
I liked it. I remember telling you about it.
I know, in theaters. You said you're going to love it, and I never saw it, and then it got out of theater, so then I watched it on. It's on Netflix right now if you want to watch it.
My favorite rom-com in the past 5 years is Easy, The Fall Guy.
Okay, but you were saying that about Anyone But You. You said that exact sentence to me.
This
about
is better than that.
Okay, so you've got two. So The Fall Guy is your favorite romance or your favorite rom-com
Anyone
in 3 months.
Anyone But You is okay. I mean, I liked
you
it.
You
I liked it. I liked it, But I love The Fall Guy.
Okay, I'll watch The Fall Guy as well, but you said you loved Anyone But You, and it was your favorite romantic comedy in 5 years. And that was 3 months ago. So really, The Fall Guy is your favorite romantic comedy in 3 months.
No, 5 years.
And of all time.
I don't know if it's all time.
That's it's probably, no How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I've never seen that.
It's no Wedding Planner.
Oh, come on. That's not that good.
The Wedding Planner? It's so good.
No.
That's back when J-Lo was cool.
When Harry met Sally is better.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
Better.
See, that's the era in
which
Sweet
Home Alabama.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama. That's when I really started getting into the rom-coms.
But to me, and a lot of people are going to disagree, and I get it. It's fine.
That's fine.
The Fall Guy is as good as those movies.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't disagree or agree. But you have spoken so highly of it, I'm beginning to feel like I would love it so much.
I think you would love it, but you're also going to go, it ain't that good.
Why?
It appeals to me.
A lot of everybody I've talked to that said they've seen it love it.
Well, I do. I love it.
I haven't seen a negative review. So why would you think I wouldn't like it?
Or I love it too.
You just
much.
Think you'd love it. Oh, you think you're selling it like I'm going to like it, but I'm going to be like, I don't see why he was like, it's my favorite.
It's Citizen Kane.
It's Citizen Kane.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I love it.
Well, good. Okay, Fall Guy. All right, now that I've seen Anyone But You.
And I'm looking forward to that. What is it called? Horizon?
The Kevin Costner movie? Yes.
I'm excited about that.
Love it.
May dress up as a cowboy with Richard.
Oh, wow. Richard, your attorney.
Yes.
You guys dress up. Go to Charleston and dress up as cowboys after the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Go from your all-white outfits to cowboy outfits and go to the theater. You look like you're drinking tea, except when I see the spoon and you're drinking out of it.
It's a ladle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I follow a British TikToker, and she employs a way to know that she's let it steep long enough, because that's my big beef with hot tea. If you buy tea bag, you gotta let it steep a long time. And she just says, when she makes her hot tea on her TikTok, she goes, don't touch it. Don't even think about touching it. Do not touch it. And it's like, it's so true. You gotta let it sit for 3 to 5 minutes, which is hard. But she just is like, if you just, what do they say? A watch pot never boils. A watch tea never steeps. So she said, don't think about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about thinking about it.
By the way, we've got some questions and comments. You'd like to run through those. And if you would like to ask a question or provide a comment about our podcast, we'll read those right here.
Goodbye, Nikita, Dev, and Nikita's gorgeous children, our executive producer, Bridget. Oh, no, Bridget's hanging out. Look at her.
Yeah.
They've abandoned. Did they stick you with the bill? You tell me right now. They did. I knew it.
What was I about to say?
God only knows.
Oh, if you want to write to us, it's ideas@leeandhaley.com.
Sorry. All right, so these are questions submitted by our staff, always our random topic areas. Lee, what is the first one?
All right. Well, one's past the soy sauce. Nua.
That's not a question. That is a statement, and we ask for questions only.
Yeah.
I can't turn around. I've got a crick in my neck. So if you want it, you're going to have to. I'm going to go in faith. There we go.
This one, I think, is from Bridget.
Ooh, Nua got like, what is that, Nua?
General So's.
Oh, he got General So's, and Kelly got. Same
thing.
Oh,
same
delicious.
Thing.
I never will forget
with fried rice.
The night General So conquered me.
Oh, my gosh.
He rolled right through like Sherman did Atlanta.
I see.
Yes. Bridget wants to know, what's something your dream house would have?
A dog wash.
A dog wash?
I've really been thinking about that lately.
That's something you and I should go do again.
Oh, go to like a grooming salon where and wash dogs. We've done that a couple times.
No. I'm talking about the automated dog wash.
Yeah, they have this automated dog wash at some place where Lee and I went, and it's like a little machine. You put your dog in, and it soaps them up and rinses them all at once.
And blow dries them.
And blow dries them in there. And then Lee and I got in there as humans. There's a picture that Lee loved to put in our office after that, and it's me with mascara running down to my chin. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Yeah, we should go do that. No, mine would have a dog wash. I'll see these pictures on TikTok, and I have two dogs now, and my vet told me recently to help with seasonal allergies that I need to be bathing my dogs every single week. So I am, but it is a hassle. Yeah. And I think if I have one of those dog wash stations, which is basically...
Can't you just put them in the shower with you?
I can, but they try to get away from me.
Well, they don't get away.
And I don't know about you, but I shower nude, and the risk of catching a claw to the...
Every time I'm in the shower, I have that same issue.
You do, catching a claw
catching
to the nipple.
Right on the nips.
They're raw. But no, really, if I'm trying to hold them and they're trying to get away from me, it's not just that. They might be scratching my tummy or my leg, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, it ain't that big a deal.
You don't know. You don't have dogs. I hate when you offer an opinion.
Do you? You hate it?
I hate when you have an opinion about something you don't do.
I will shower with Ollie anytime you want.
I don't want you to.
I will bathe that dog.
I really don't want you to.
You bring him over. I'll do it.
I don't want you to.
And we'll have a great time.
You and Ollie.
Yes.
Guys, it's time to get out. Now we're having a ball in
Charlie's here. No big deal.
Charlie's little.
But I'll hold Ollie. Yeah. I'll soap both of us up. Okay. I'll rinse him off, and he's free to go.
Okay.
He'll love it. He'll have the zoomies after.
He will. He always gets the zoomies. And that's not because he loves bathing. It's because he hates
and
it.
And I have one of those hand things.
I do, too.
I'll get him.
Okay. Well, anyway, fine. Guys, this is why I want a dog wash, because otherwise I'm going to have to put my dog in the shower with Lee, and I just
don't. Do this for a segment.
Okay, all right, Lee and
we'll
shower
with, we'll either blur it out or we'll just...
You'll wear a bathing
just
suit.
Just use audio.
You and Ollie wear trunks.
Both of us?
Yeah, both of you. Ollie's private.
Yeah.
No, because I'll see in these TikTok videos or just like remodeling magazines or shows or anything, and they'll put kind of in the garage or like in kind of the mudroom or whatever, a dog wash. And it'll be kind of like a step-in shower, but with a little lip so they can't get out, and then it's got the hose, and it's like you don't have to get them in your shower, so you don't have dog hair everywhere. So I wish that I had one of those.
I think I would love a maze in my backyard.
A maze? Yes. Like Saltburn?
Yes.
Oh.
Like Saltburn.
Felix, RIP.
That Ollie will reenact that scene probably.
My dog's going to die in your maze?
Not that one.
Then what scene?
I just, you know how dogs they are in the water.
Use your what are you talking about?
No, because you're going to take it the wrong way.
Oh God, the bathtub scene. Ew! Why would there be that in there?
Not
you're
that,
disgusting.
Not that. I just meant you know how they lick stuff up. Water. That's what I meant. But I knew you would take it that way.
Now took it the way that the film
Bridget's
presented
about
it?
To give me the cutthroat.
There's
sign.
Something wrong with you. Keep going. Oh, Bridget said, "Keep going." Saltburn was her favorite movie of life.
All right, here's one from Kelly. What would be your theme song? Mine's Crawl Out Through the Fallout.
Yes. Mine would probably right now be Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's summertime. I'm trying to soak in the moment. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That or Florida. Taylor Swift's song, Florida.
Nikita wants to know.
Because I just came from Florida, so I got Florida on the brain.
What is your favorite summertime activity?
Swimming. When I was on the trip, we went to the beach. Obviously, we also went to the pool. And I forget how much as adults, we're like, let's go swimming. And we just stand in the deep end with a drink or stand in the shallow end with a drink and just kind of float around and talk. Yeah. No, I don't care. I freaking love swimming, like actual swimming. Like I was like doggy paddling around the whole pool, like doing flips underwater and stuff. Because I was with my mom, my grandma, and my cousin, who is 75 years old. And so I've reverted back to a child. So I'm swimming and flipping and jumping and doing stuff. And I was like, I freaking love swimming.
Yeah.
I need to swim more when I go to the pool. That's me. What about you?
Well, I like to swim. I like to golf. I love all those outdoor
activities. Pick one.
I don't like all the outdoor activities.
Pick one.
Swimming. All natural.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah, I like
that. You do it a lot?
Every day.
Every day.
Downtown.
Oh my gosh, in one of those downtown ponds.
Yes, not in a pond.
Oh.
It's a fountain.
Fountain. Oh dear.
Let's see.
Here's, now wait, you said you don't like all outdoorsy activities. What's a summer activity someone's trying to get you to do and you're like,
no? Noah Day wants me to go hiking or, you know, a kayaking.
You don't like kayaking?
No,
I love kayaking.
Because it's hot.
It is hot.
The water's reflecting the heat right at you.
Yeah.
It's just too hot.
Yeah.
And if it's cold, I don't want to be wet and cold.
Sure.
There's nothing I like about it.
Okay, well, you don't have to do it.
I'm not.
Yes, you do. We're doing it for the show.
This is Nua. If you can move to any other country for free, where would it be and what particular city?
Nua, permanently or just for a short time?
Let's say permanently.
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 Oh, man, I wish I had more knowledge about this because I haven't looked too deeply. You know, because if I was really going to move to another country, I'd look at, like, the tax structure and healthcare and all that stuff. But for pure touristy fun and its proximity to other great places that I would now travel constantly would be London, England.
Yeah, if I'm going to live there.
Yeah.
No language barrier.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love the Brits culture.
I do, too. I love the British culture. I love the history. Yeah. And it is so close. You can hop, skip, jump. All those countries over there are basically the same as us traveling state to state here because they're so small and so close together.
So I would, it would make sense. That or Canada, I guess. But Canada's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Although England's not exactly.
What if they try to get you to kayak in cold Canada?
Tropical paradise either.
Well, in England, I think in England.
What about Australia? Wouldn't even think of that.
I do like Australia.
Yeah.
I'd go there except for the sharks and the spiders and the kangaroo.
Yeah.
The sharks.
That's good.
Let me tell you who's got all the sharks now is the Gulf side of Florida.
We didn't have any of that when I was down there.
Talked to a guy today, lived in New Smyrna. And I said, oh, the shark bike capital of the world. He go, yeah, the biker week is something else there. And he changed the state. It was all about bikers.
Because he's trying to deflect. He's Big Shark.
Maybe.
He's with Big Shark.
Or maybe he thought I said bikers.
Biker.
I said shark bite.
He maybe thought you said
he heard the inverse.
But shark bike. Yeah. Sure.
Because I'm like, okay, I guess we'll talk about this.
You're like, that's cool. We don't have to talk about the sharks.
Kelly wants to know, what would you all name an office cat? And Newell wants to know, can we get an office cat? No.
Oh, the cat's name would be no, because that was the first question.
No, we're not getting a cat.
Okay, so that's a no from Lee on the cat. But if we were to get one, if we get one, it either has to stay at Newell's house or Kelly's house. They're both cat people. And Bridget. Bridget's a cat person as well. And Noah. Oh, my gosh. Almost everyone that works with us, except you, me, and Nikita, are cat people.
No, I'm not a cat.
If we had a cat, let's see.
We'd name it what our buddy named his, Quiet.
Quiet, that's right. Quiet!
Yes, we walk around the office yelling, Quiet!
I actually love that. There, sorry, Chad, we're stealing that from you. Chad Robinson, longtime friend of Lee's and myself.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's Kelly says, what would be your...
Kelly is... She loves us. She's wanting to know
apparently
everything
Kelly
about
needs
us.
Help.
She's...
she's writing, what would be your advice for someone stuck in a situationship?
She and Nua, they've been friends for too long. She's trying to get out of it. Like, it's not a romantic situationship, but ever since they did that project together in college, he's like, we're friends
what
now.
Was it?
And she's like, I don't want to be friends.
Just yesterday, he put her on the baton death march.
He did. Yesterday, he tricked her into thinking that from our office to Local Taco was a 10-minute walk. It was a 30-minute walk.
Yeah.
And about 20 minutes in, she was like, okay, the jig is up. You're lying. We're in the middle of a metropolitan area.
On pavement with... Almost 100 degrees outside.
It was almost 100 degrees, and they both, I think, had on jeans.
That poor girl.
That poor girl. Anyway, what was the actual question? How do you get out of a situationship?
Yeah, how do you do it?
If you're not feeling it, just say, hey, man, really liking you a lot. Think you're an awesome person. I'm not feeling romantic vibes.
Yeah.
But, wish you all the best. That's what you got to say, because that's the truth. But if they're ghosting you or just being weird and making you feel like they don't like you, either just ask them straight up, are you into me? And if they're not, or they're just being weird, stop texting them. Just, they're not worth your time.
All right.
Quiet.
Well, I think that'll do it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought there was more to that sentence.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just looking at you for confirmation, unless there's something else you need to add.
No, nothing I need to add. I might get a second bowl of wonton soup. I'm telling you that right now.
It is good.
Come see our friends at Shun Li, the sponsor of this week's podcast, the most delicious upscale Chinese cuisine in Lexington. They have a fabulous lunch menu, fabulous dinner menu, and an even more amazing happy hour, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the whole restaurant. Great drink deals. And then they have a special happy hour menu with little light bites.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Lee and Haley Overtime. We appreciate it. We'll see you again next week right here on your same favorite spot for all of your wonderful podcasts.
That's right. And then catch the Lee and Haley Show. Search your local listings. We are in Lexington, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Macon, Georgia, Columbia, Mississippi. Columbus, Mississippi. And Biloxi, Gulfport,
yes,
Mississippi as well. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe this summer. Put the sunscreen on. We love you. God loves you. Bye.